We had to go down on
third shift.
Third shift? Is that at nighttime?
Yep. Yeah. So that was 11 o'clock.
They just wanted it to be easier for you going from dark to dark.
Oh, okay. Well, then we were fitted out with boots, jacket, more like a rain jacket, and a helmet. And light on the front with the battery pack and the cord that came on up to the light. We weren't using the lights, but that was an emergency in case something happens and you can flip on your light.
Mm-hmm.
And look around. And we went into this elevator that held maybe 20 men standing, and I went down 1,000 feet.
How long did that take?
Not very long.
Really?
No.
That's terrifying.
It goes pretty fast.
So it's like the Tower of Terror?
But it doesn't, you know, you don't get the feel of like a skyscraper,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's going down. And it's a cage-like. And all of the mechanism you see on the side is what's going up and down. And then you get down to that level and then walk out. And there was, you know, the train was, and that one was motorized. That was not a track.
Mm-hmm.
That was wheels and they're battery powered. So there's no sparks.
Mm-hmm.
Generated or anything like that, or fumes.
Mm-hmm. Did they have canaries?
And I don't know what they used.
Wait, when was this?
Yeah.
Must have been in the 60s?
The canaries were in the Pennsylvania one.
Oh.
Well, that was that one after Kara was born? That you went in the one after you retired?
What, this? The Pennsylvania one was a Mercedes trip.
Okay, the other one.
The other one, I was working. I was 19, what was that, 470?
Oh.
Was it an active mine, like were the people still working in there?
79, that was 79. Yeah. Oh, very active, yeah. But they was concerned even then about shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
They measured everything by the amount of coal that was up on the surface. The industry rated themselves by the amount of coal that was on the surface. That was how busy, you know. And that wasn't soft coal, it was anthracite. And then we went on back because we wanted to see some of these splices. We were selling them a splice for a cable that was maybe 3 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
That had three wires in it and was used for these digging machines.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were electric powered, so there was a lot of power.
So it had to come from the surface and they had to go all the way down?
They had to do that, yeah.
Did they power it off of coal?
Did they what?
Power it by coal?
I don't know. I suspect, yeah, they must have. Good idea, good. Good question. So then we got up to, maybe, they said maybe over a quarter of a mile or half a mile.
Oh my gosh.
And we kept going by all these posts and things and to the working surface. And there's this digger, and the digger brings the coal back onto a, let's see, what would you think of it as? It was a truck that was flat.
So kind of like a conveyor belt?
Well, the conveyor belt fed onto this truck.
Oh, okay.
And then it would take off to go dump over to the elevators that took out the coal.
Mm-hmm.
A different section. And another one would come zipping in. And man, they move fast. I almost got run over. We had a space about this far,
mm-hmm,
that you could walk in. And if you turned around, you almost were...
So it's like walking in the subway. You have to keep against the wall.
Yep. You had to keep against the wall. And so then we looked at the cables and the splices, and they had cut out a couple of splices that we could look at. That was, we were trying to sell more splices for them, but
mm-hmm,
they keep running over their own cables. They run over their cables and cut the splice. But we didn't sell that many.
So you were like pharmaceutical reps going down into the office,
yeah,
to try to pitch your splices.
Yeah. That was a neat, it was rubber that was rolled up in a ring.
Mm-hmm.
And you made your electrical splice, and then you wrapped it, and then you unrolled this rubber onto it.
So kind of like the underwater cables they have, like with the
absolutely
really thick layers and layers?
Absolutely, yeah.
And they managed to run them over.
Yeah.
Very cool. Anything else you'd like to add about the coal mine experience?
So then, we were down there for... We had to be the whole shift. Then we came back out and had breakfast.
So you were down there for 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're a candidate for black lung disease?
Yeah.
Down there?
Oh, is that like the mesothelioma ad that always comes on? If you or a loved one you know suffers from mesothelioma, you may be entitled to compensation.
Did you know that we had at the boat club, we had a lawyer that his main source of income was helping people sue and get their compensation for a black lung.
Hmm.
Either that or the asbestos from over at Mannheim. Yeah, Raybestos used to make brick beds in Pennsylvania here over the other side of...
out of asbestos?
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right.